Test 74, Section 2, Question 6. Here we're looking to weaken the argument, so we want something that's going to hurt it. It says, while grapefruit juice is a healthy drink, they found that it affects how certain medicines are absorbed, with the result that higher doses act like lower doses, or lower doses, normal ones act like higher. So basically, it enhances the dosage. Getting the wrong dose is dangerous, so it's bad, since it's always desirable to take the lowest effective dose. The best medical approach would be to take lower doses of these medications along with the prescribed amount of grapefruit juice. So it's saying the best thing would be to take the lower doses of medicine with the prescribed amount. Now, the gap here is that we know that it's normal doses act like higher doses, but we don't necessarily know that lower doses are going to act like normal doses. That's kind of the advice here. The other option would be, hey, you could just stop taking, grapefruit juice too. Because that's saying that's the best medical approach. And that's something that we just don't really have all that much evidence for. So I want anything that's going to say there's a better way. A, the amount of chemical in the grapefruit juice is highly unpredictable from glass to glass. Because that could weaken it by saying, look, you just don't know how much you're getting. So I thought, let's see what else we get. Grapefruit juice is less expensive than most of the medicines. We don't really care about expense. C, because the cost is not the issue here, it's the effectiveness of the medication. When scientists removed the chemical from grapefruit juice, the juice no longer affected how they were absorbed. Well, that's great to know, but that doesn't tell us what the best medical approach is. The chemical in grapefruit juice works by inhibiting an enzyme in the body that affects how certain medicines are metabolized. We don't really care how it works. We just want to know what's the best medical approach, and if that's taking low doses with prescribed amounts. Long before the chemical in grapefruit juice was identified, doctors were advising patients who took certain medicines to avoid grapefruit juice. Well, that's just saying they were advising it before, but that doesn't really say what the best medical advice is. And so we come back to A, which wasn't great, but it is our best answer. If the amount of chemical is highly unpredictable from glass to glass, then that could affect it because it's saying you might not be getting enough if you take the lower doses of the medicines with the prescribed amount of grapefruit juice. Well, if it varies a lot from glass to glass, having a set amount of grapefruit juice won't necessarily give you the right dosage. And so won't make the medication act like the right dosage. And so therefore, A is the best we get, even though it's not phenomenal.